Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Moltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Oh, wow. Aggressively epic.
That could be described, used to describe this song, I suppose. It could definitely be described, used to describe the 2019 Royal Rumble. I loved it. Yay!
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. We are live for a reason. We are taking your calls for a reason. We're going to jump right into phone calls and fan reactions because it's been a late night. The 2019 Royal Rumble went long, over 5 hour show. And we're all feeling it, but we're going to go ahead and take your calls. The phone lines are open at 508-202-1NAI. That's 508-202-1624. We are going to blast through as many calls as we can, get our thoughts out there as well. If you don't get a chance to get through, we'll talk to you throughout the week. And anything we don't cover tonight regarding the 2019 Royal Rumble, we will talk about in even greater detail live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Right back here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We are also available on iTunes, Podomatic, Glorknorble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. We are there as well, and all of these live shows are then transcribed by monks and brought to you onto your...
Really?
Yep.
On scrolls and parchment?
You'd better believe it, my friend.
I didn't know that.
And then delivered right back to iTunes and all of your favorite podcast apps. But we greatly encourage you to listen live every Wednesday night on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
Yeah. One thing that I just want to say right off the bat about the 2019 Royal Rumble.
I loved it.
Internet, I think we can all relax. Kenny Omega was not in the Rumble.
Was never coming.
He was never going to be there.
Again, we're going to be taking your calls live throughout the show, and we have a poll up, and it'll be up for days. So if you're not listening live Sunday night, if you're on iTunes or whatever, the poll is going to be up through most of the week, so you still get a chance to vote. If it's like, it's your Monday afternoon, go to @NewAgeInsiders and vote on the poll right now. Awesome sign. 385 votes. The poll's been up for 17 minutes, so we got a nice average going of how many people think are going to participate. Right now, 49% of the audience would give it a B. 31% of the audience would give it an A. By my terrible, don't quote me on math logic, that's 80% of this audience would give it some sort of an A or a B. That's a success in modern day WWE, and we want to talk to you all about it. If it's your first time listening, if you were on Twitch and you saw, hey, Royal Rumble, if you were on Twitter and saw some links and figured, hey, I'll finally check these guys out and maybe they'll shut up about it, well, welcome, and we appreciate it. My name is Jason Moltov.
I'm Liam Stryker.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, all over the internet, all of your Instagram, Facebook, whatever needs, including during these broadcasts, @NewAgeInsiders, @Liam, NAI, @BillNeville, NAI. Our website is NewAgeInsiders.com. You can find all of our affiliates, the NAI Pop Network, the Stryker Cinema Series, all sorts of amazing things throughout pop culture and pro wrestling, again, on NewAgeInsiders.com. And all together, live after the Royal Rumble, we are the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We're also joined by the man from That Movie Show. You might know him from Wicked Bites on Nesson if you're a New
Somebody
England,
in Twitch does.
If you're a New Englander, Mike Wendt is going to be joining us. He's sitting here. We got a live mic. And again, we want to be talking to that mic and the mic coming through the phone and everybody at home all across literally the world.
So many mics.
That's the fun part about these post shows. We get calls from all
you
over
can
the place.
Just call me Ben.
And I know it's been a late one, so we got already got a call on the line, and we're not going to keep people waiting. Who we got?
Canyon in Missouri gave us a call. What's going on, Canyon?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on, man? What'd you think of the 2019 Royal Rumble? I loved it. What about you?
Yeah, that show was awesome. The only thing that I thought should have happened was Charlotte should have won.
I agree.
What was your favorite part? Do you match of the night? Because the best part about this is that I don't think there was a stinker on the card. You could make a case. So this is just because how spoiled we are, Canyon. The quote unquote worst match was
Seth winning for sure.
Sure, absolutely. The worst match on the card was AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan. That's how spoiled we are in 2019, which is incredible.
I think the only reason people are disappointed with the men's Royal Rumble and Seth Rollins winning is the fact that
you sense disappointment.
There's a little bit going on here in our Twitter Twitch chat.
Okay,
and I've seen a little bit on Twitter where people are disappointed with the men's Rumble, and the reason why they're disappointed with the men's Rumble is Seth Rollins won when everybody hoped Seth Rollins was going to win, and then knew Seth Rollins was going to win, and then Seth Rollins won. So that's the only reason people are disappointed.
It's a weird reason to be disappointed.
But is it a thing that the men's Royal Rumble has been so predictable over all the years that that's why it's disappointing?
See, here's the thing. I would counter with how,
because as soon as he came out, you said he's winning.
Right. I agree with you. The only thing I would counter with really quick is last year, shy of those weird Vegas betting odds, how could you possibly have predicted Shinsuke Nakamura?
Right, but that goes into the spoiler culture.
Okay, so one
culture.
Out of like 10.
You're right, though. They tend to be predictable. There's no argument there. They tend to be predictable.
The problem is that maybe it's not necessarily a predictability thing, but it's the internet spoils it for itself.
See, to me, Seth Rollins is such a safe choice, and I mean that in all the right connotations, is a safe choice, because like, look, you know, a couple years ago, it was Randy Orton, and it's like, well, Randy Orton didn't need to win another Royal Rumble at this stage of his career. And
so what we're saying is Seth Rollins was a safe choice, Drew McIntyre was the right choice.
No, I don't think right choice, because right choice implies that Seth Rollins is the wrong choice. And I don't think he's
Not necessarily, because it won't make a bad match at WrestleMania.
Well, here's the thing, too, and I understand that we're going to talk
whatever
about all the
match
pieces.
Becomes.
And Kenya, really quick, before I let you go, I want to ask you something. But just because there's a bunch of pieces, and I understand that, well, this guy could have beaten this guy, and so we could have got this guy versus this guy and this guy and this guy. You gotta understand, Drew McIntyre wasn't going to win tonight's Royal Rumble because he wasn't going to beat Brock Lesnar because they're both bad guys. And so as dumb overly simplistic as that is, you have to look at who was on the table, somebody that's actually going to face and beat Brock. Cool, Seth Rollins, great. Yeah. Could have done way worse. Really quick, Kane, before we let you go. Do you think Seth Rollins is going to defeat... First of all, do you think he's going to challenge Brock? Because he doesn't have to. And do you think he's going to win at WrestleMania?
He's gonna beat Brock, and Roman's gonna celebrate to end Mania.
Yeah, I think that's something like it's gonna down.
Sounds very happy.
Right. Kenyon, you're the man. Thanks so much for giving us a call and staying up late. We hope you enjoyed the show, brother.
Yeah, I think it goes back to kind of what we were talking about on Wednesday's show, where it's the spoiler culture, right? I think that if the internet didn't exist and we didn't know going in, I think everybody would have hoped that Seth Rollins would have won and been excited that he did. But because the rumors and Uncle Dave out there are saying that Seth is going to win,
sure,
we all know, and so there's a part of the internet and a portion of the fan base that is like, well, I fantasy booked that Big E was going to enter in at number one and win the whole thing.
So at 508-202...
I was hoping Elias was going to win.
508-202-1624. 508-202-1NAI. Because we want to hear from all sorts of people. I didn't hear, and I know that you're looking live, and I'm... but I just didn't hear a lot of people that were bummed about this. And I'd be disappointed if... going into Raw tomorrow night, the vibe was down. Because, like, look, eventually, like, you got to get to a point where I'm not going to try to get, like, too big picture with this thing, too, because I think this pay-per-view was great, and I think there's a ton of reason to be excited. But sort of aiming it at a fan base that if for some reason you're not excited, you have now got to the point where I try desperately to take your side on these sort of things, right? Because I don't like the fact that sometimes WWE treats you like you're stupid, and I don't like the fact that people don't like that they don't feel like they're represented out there and get listened to and all that stuff, right? Because you're a paying customer. And I think it really does matter that you have a say in the programming to a degree. You can't write the scripts, but I think you can point the direction. But at the same time, right, what I was told for 4 years was that Roman Reigns wasn't the right guy for two reasons more than anything else. One, he had never worked at Ring of Honor, so he didn't have any cred and background and stuff.
Valid.
And the second reason, too, is that, you know, he was a hand-picked, hand-chosen guy when really, really the obvious choice was somebody else. For example, Seth Rollins was on everybody's list.
Right.
And now they're pivoting. Because out of necessity, they're going to Seth Rollins. And I'm not trying to yell at people that don't actually need to lecture. But to anybody out there that's like, man, this was predictable. Well, again, this is the right answer. Just because
right.
predictable, like, just because it's predictable doesn't mean it's the wrong answer. Guess what? The Avengers are going to win. You know what I mean? And that's predictable, but it's the right outcome to the movie because it'd be super weird if they didn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Seth Rollins winning this Royal Rumble is a great choice. And like,
oh,
look,
yeah.
Is it the most exciting? No, because guess what the most exciting answer is? A returning Kevin Owens.
Nia Jax.
A debuting Matt Riddle. Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
Right. Honest, right. To God, out of nowhere. Honest to God. And then that chick goes.
How excited were all of us when all of a sudden she was like in this match?
Because no, I'm not stupid. I know she's not going to go challenge Brock Lesnar, but what if she goes.
But what
no,
if she did?
Well, if she goes, no, I'll take Rousey, actually.
What
and
if
now
she did
you know
up until tomorrow?
Yeah, something. Right. That'd be fun too. And then
right.
whatever. But like, yeah, the most exciting answers, like I said, are a returning Kevin Owens or a debuting Matt Riddle.
Right.
And though that because they both get Brock and oh my God. But look, you know, they didn't pick Randy Orton.
Right.
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
They,
sure,
no.
Sure.
And Seth Rollins is the right choice.
And truthfully, yeah. I think most people thought it was going to be Braun Strowman anyway, so it wasn't the most predictable yeah. of matches.
I yeah. just think it's a fickle fan base that still, even though WWE showed that,
really?
Showed that they...
A fickle fan base.
Yeah, fickle fan base.
Fickle fan base.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a fickle fan base, they WWE has shown at the Royal Rumble tonight that they are changing, right?
Sure.
All of the matches were very, very good. They let the wrestlers go. There was a lot of fun, and there was a focus on their talent. The only person in the men's Rumble that was a nostalgia act was Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, and they did a good job with that.
Right, and they doubled down. On
double down.
They doubled down
even
on
in the women's match.
The NXT
there wasn't a nostalgia women.
Right.
Right. They focused on NXT tonight.
And that's the right choice.
Totally agree. I thought tonight, like, and I mean this, I'm gonna throw this out there. And you know, I know that Jimmy Stewart from 98.5 tweeted me and said, what about the year 2000? I'm gonna put this up there. To me, this was the best Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
What does that mean?
They've ever had.
So from top to bottom, matches, not just
you mean
match.
Pay-per-view.
He feels 2000 was the best.
He feels the year 2000 was the best Royal Rumble
excellent.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah,
and I understand
why.
Well,
it did debut Taz.
Well, it was that. It was the street fight. It was the debut Taz.
We did get a naked Mae Young.
That's the downside. That should take a grade off.
Yeah. That would be a plus in my book.
Triple H and Mick Foley and Cactus Jack, right? And then the main event was very good, too, with The Rock winning. I'm going to use a definitive statement, not a maybe. The 2019 Royal Rumble pay-per-view was the best Royal Rumble pay-per-view they've had.
Oh, it was very enjoyable and solid top to bottom.
It was the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the championship matches were good. The worst match was Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. How lucky are
but
we?
I'm very intrigued. Right. I'm very intrigued by Eric Rowan. So
is that too?
That's interesting.
And by worst,
right.
I mean somebody's got to be the least attractive model.
Yeah,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah,
that's,
right.
That's
no,
what it
you're.
Is.
I understand what you're saying, but even in a match that might have not been up to par with the other ones, there's something very interesting that makes you want to watch the story going forward.
Right. And again, we're talking about the least hot Victoria's
right.
Secret model.
Because
you know
I bet you,
I mean?
It's Daniel. We even
Daniel
said
Bryan
it upstairs.
Is the least hot.
We're watching AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's watch this
it's,
for a second.
It was
you know what I mean?
Pretty incredible. So we're gonna take as many calls as we can. Again, we're gonna burn through these, and anything that we don't get to tonight, we'll talk about live Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, right back here on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. But who we got on the line?
Jordan in Massachusetts, give us a call. What's going on, Jordan?
What's up,
Jordan?
Buddy? What's up, bud?
Hey, what's cracking, guys? What a Royal Rumble this was.
Don't you have school tomorrow or something?
Oh, no, my dude, we have school off tomorrow because I go to that dank private school. And so, no school on Monday because we're starting the next semester, baby.
Oh, my God. Never change.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Just be yourself. I would never just be yourself. Whenever you host a successful,
oh my gosh.
Like whenever you host, I don't know, like there's gonna be some sort of game show version of like Tiddlywinks or something, and you're gonna be the host of it, and it's gonna be
the most obnoxious game show of all time. Yeah.
It will be. It will
well,
be. The
well,
most
happy best. Holiday to you, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Jordan, what'd you think? What'd you think of the 2019 Royal Rumble?
No, I really liked it. I will say the ending disappointed me. I sort of, for what you guys have touched on, I did think it was a little predictable and that there were better answers, but I don't want to fall into that trap of like letting a sour ending destroy a great show, because even though it was long as hell, I thought it was a really fun show as a whole, and it had some great stuff and some fun surprises, and was, as you said, really one of, if not the greatest all-time Royal Rumble matches. Yeah. And I for one, I loved Shane and The Miz winning the SmackDown tag titles.
Yeah,
I know that was
so much fun.
Yeah, we could talk about that too. So yeah. Shane and the Miz, let's go ahead and talk about that. Shane and the Miz are the SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions.
Shane and his oldest child.
What do you think about it? What do you think we're doing with it? Where do you think we're going with it?
Oh, we got to have something fun with a big tag team, right?
Go ahead, Jordan. What do you think?
Oh, no, not to cut you off there, Liam, but I just love it, because I think, you know, wrestling is supposed to be a hokey and fun, and yeah, not everything can be this level of schlock or camp, but at the same time, you do need stuff like this. You do need the almost 50-year-old son of Vince McMahon with some guy from the real world winning the tag titles, and I just thought it was done to perfection and was a lot of fun. And if this is how we get to a WrestleMania match, then I like it. I dig it. I had a lot of fun, and I thought it was one of the more entertaining highlights of a really, really good show.
Awesome. Jordan, thanks so much for giving us a call, buddy. We really appreciate it. Have an awesome night. I'm not exactly sure, again, why you have school off tomorrow, but sleep in and have a good time. All right, so...
I wish I had.
The 50-year-old son of Vince McMahon and the real-world guy won the titles.
Well, it's true, but here's the thing about it. So, like, I don't think... I don't have strong feelings about it one way or the other, positively or negatively. But if you're going to talk about the positives that come from it, here's a big one that comes to mind right away for me. Is that SmackDown's tag team division is both excellent but not crazy deep. They have the best three teams in the league.
Yeah.
Right? They have the best three teams. The Usos, the New Day, and the Bar. They have the best three teams, right? However, what you could make the argument is they definitely have the three best, but not three or four more, right? Yeah.
They don't have anybody else.
So, which is unfortunate. Interesting.
Right. For the sake of it going from team A to C to B to A to B to C, to, you know what I mean? So now we need a team D. And instead of schlepping one over from Raw that wasn't doing anything, or creating one out of two guys not doing nothing.
Or they should have just used the...
what they did on the pre-show, basically.
Well, they should have used the club, but...
Yeah, right. Or
they're technically on SmackDown.
Exactly.
Yeah, Rich, you could have done that. They have, for some reason, chosen not to, right? Yeah. And so what you needed was, like, Team D to finally come in here and break it up and be somebody different. Not because the other teams aren't good or interesting. It's just because, you know, we're looking to do things differently. And you could do a lot worse than The Miz and Shane McMahon. Are they a little weird and hodgepodge and a joke that I think will lose steam eventually? Sure. Do I think it's just going to lead to one of them turning on the other and fighting at WrestleMania? Yeah. And you want to talk about predictability? Sure. But, I mean, what in wrestling isn't, you know, in some way predictable? If you get close, somebody's going to betray somebody. If you, you know, these are just things that are old as time.
At least it seems like they're having fun with this.
Yeah.
They seem like they're having a lot of fun with this. And, yeah, if it leads to a three-month fun storyline, fine.
And here's the thing about it, too.
And they're making the most out of that Saudi Arabia trophy.
And instead of, like, making a commitment that now The Miz is going to take some sort of radical, you know, change of character to become a quote-unquote face, some sort of protagonist, right? So instead of him having to make some sort of radical shift...
So you think he's going to be the good guy in this?
So what I'm saying is, right now, they're a good guy team.
Sure.
And so for the time being, as long as this window of the team exists, for him to be a good guy, instead of having a radical shift, he's not being, quote, a good guy. He's being this weird goof that's obsessed with Shane McMahon. So you're laughing at him, with him, whatever, but he didn't change into some sort of altruistic protagonist good guy. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to jump on a bullet for anybody like a good guy in pro wrestling is supposed to. It's just a way to get a different version of The Miz without betraying kind of the roots of who this guy has always been.
But when the cross comes, who's going to cross? Who?
Miz will double cross Shane McMahon.
Really believe that?
Yes, because Shane McMahon...
Oh, I think Shane would be such a better heel.
But then
they're
like,
not going to do it because he's the on-screen, like, we're taking the show
back. At the moment.
Yeah, but if Shane does that, now he's a, like, roster member. Yeah, now he's like turning heel and has a goal.
But in 3 months, if he's the asshole boss of SmackDown, what's the negative there?
They've gotten rid of the commissioner position, so that that aspect of the character goes away.
The four McMahons can't be nice people. Vince has already done his part to not be
I've got two bad guy McMahons, a good guy McMahon.
Stephanie hasn't really shown up.
Yeah, but they're not. The thing is, like, look, if you make a heel turn, like if I'm Shawn Michaels, right, and I turn heel on my partner, it's because I am making a stand that I am about to start a new chapter in my career as a singles competitor who's on my own. And, like, Shane McMahon's not about to do that as an active.
I would love to see Shane throw Miz through the barbershop window.
No, it's too much of a commitment to the character.
It'd be so much fun.
You need Shane. You need Miz.
It would be very fun. It'd be We're not going to do it.
You need Miz to
because
do
because we don't have fun.
Yes.
No. Because we don't have fun.
It's also it's not the logical wrestling direction. You need Miz at this stage of his career to go like, hey, I'm now fighting for the WWE title, and I don't need you or whatever. You betrayed me. Just something that a full-time roster member would do. But you could do, again, the theme is like you could do a lot worse than these two going out there and being different.
Now I'm angry.
Well, it's just The Miz and Shane McMahon. Everything's going to be okay. 508-202-1624, 508-202. One NAI. So let's go ahead and talk about the Royal Rumble winners. We talked about the men already. Let's talk about Becky Lynch. What do you think about Becky Lynch's night? The fact
Goddamn cheater.
She came up short against Asuka, but then she came back and, you know, again, you want to talk about predictability. I think when she lost the women's match, and then I think
Well, you said it immediately. And then obviously,
big one was Lana comes out, you know, like a shot deer. And it's like, well, here we go. You know what I mean? But
again, shot deer to hit by a car.
But I'm going to say it again that I am not going to like try to like take a grade off of WWE's night because it was predictable but also the right decision.
Well,
I
that's
they
what
did,
we wanted.
I think they did right. I think they did really well tonight.
They sold the ending amazingly.
They did really well
tonight. They did really well.
The important thing is that we got everything that we needed to accomplished, right? Because Becky Lynch gets into the Rumble under shady circumstances, eliminates Charlotte, who is in the Rumble as a participant.
The absolute predictable favorite.
Right, but the point is that one of the people isn't in the match, one of the other person is in the match, and Finley, who is not an authority figure, made the call to let her in, so now Charlotte has a case to...
I really believe that. That Charlotte's gonna, in, you know, and who knows, maybe none of this happens, but I said this on Wednesday's show, and I stick by that, and I have, my mind hasn't been changed yet, that Charlotte will be in the match with Rousey. Becky Lynch can be two. Sasha Banks can be two. Shayna Baszler can be two. But Charlotte Flair will.
No, so if Charlotte gets into that match, do I get my Intercontinental title?
You do not. You lost the pool. But that's where we are.
Right.
That's where we are with that. Is like, look, like Charlotte now has a case that goes like, look, this chick did, she beat me, but she shouldn't have been in.
Yeah, she shouldn't have been here.
I won the Royal Rumble. Out of the 29 people that were allowed to be in it, and even Lana,
Lana couldn't compete, so she's out.
Right, make me wrestle Lana tonight. You know what I mean? For it or whatever. But I won, and so that is how I really, really do believe it will get a triple threat. That I thought this a month ago, and I think it now. It's going to be Rousey versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
I think
which makes complete sense. Covers all your bases.
Well, and it was
the horsewomen weren't in the Rumble.
They weren't. So that shoots them.
We're running out of time.
This was it. You had to do it.
Even Baszler didn't get it.
Right, and that's the big thing. Sasha didn't attack Rousey at the end of her match, which she would have needed to. Baszler and the other two weren't in it at all.
At least Baszler.
At least
needed
Baszler.
Needed to get on the roster.
Right,
it was
really
a shenanigan-free show.
Right, which, by the way, again, is a
refreshing.
Good thing.
Right.
Hooray.
Absolutely.
Again, now the one thing that did have shenanigans is now interesting.
Agreed.
It's not eye rolling.
Right.
Right.
And it just happens to be the women on SmackDown.
No, Rowan.
Rowan.
Oh, well, that's you're right.
Rowan. Yeah.
And
you're not counting Becky Lynch?
No, I'm not counting Becky Lynch because I'm not counting Becky Lynch.
I completely forgot about Rowan.
Yeah. Because in that vein.
Because we were eating pizza.
Well, in that vein, it's the same way that, like, you know, Nia Jax shouldn't have been in that Royal Rumble either, but no one's going to take it away from her.
Right.
Like, in Nia Jax is going to get credit for eliminating men in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Like, she should because she was in the match and she did. 508-202-1NAI. 508-202-1624. I loved it. I really did.
Oh, it was
fun.
Absolutely.
It was fun.
I had a great time tonight. Like, I have very, very little buts and bad things to say about this paper.
We haven't had one yet.
I thought they, I really just thought it was, and I'm not, you know, I'm not.
Except for me not winning belts.
You know, the we're not afraid to be critical. We're here to be critical.
Right.
But I'm not going to make stuff up to complain about. I thought it was a good show. I had a I had a good time.
Oh yeah, it was fun.
Who we got on the line?
Colin in Kansas, give us a call. What's going on, Colin?
Colin.
He was rooting for this is for Elias.
Colin's about to take the victory lap of all victory laps. So
Elias. What's up, guys?
We're gonna let you have it, man.
No, that was me.
Congratulations. Seth Rollins is now in rare company of somebody who has won a Money in the Bank briefcase and a Royal Rumble. I think that's only like Cena and Randy Orton territory.
Didn't Rob Van Dam do that?
Did Rob Van Dam never won the Royal Rumble?
No.
He should have.
Yeah, but he didn't.
ECW.
Yeah, I know. ECW, baby.
Yeah,
but congratulations.
Twitter is making me angry because I'm seeing a bunch of negative stuff, and I understand it because they said it's too predictable. When I personally think Braun Strowman, when he got mentioned to take, when he took a Cena spot, he would be the favorite because, you know, he had a title shot that was ripped away from him. So, and he's had constant title shots here in the last 6 months. So I thought he would be more of a predictable choice. I got kind of nervous when he joined the match. So, and you know, with Seth, I mean, I'm super, super happy. That guy has been at the top of Raw for the last year. So I think it's about time we give him a Universal Championship match. He hasn't had one since 2016. So I'm really happy about it. And I just don't get the negative response about it.
Yeah, no, Colin, I'm in all honesty, man, all joking aside, I am 110% with you. I mean, this should have been a very popular decision because, again, one of the big things that I was told and we were told and like everybody was saying all the time was, don't go with Roman Reigns. We want somebody else. One of the first people that everybody says is Seth Rollins. I don't know, maybe somebody will say Finn Balor and somebody will say, somebody dumb will say Dean Ambrose. And stuff, you know what I mean? But really people just, Seth Rollins is such a common pick when people go, you don't listen to me. I want a Seth Rollins. Well, here he is. Here he is. I mean,
this is why I say the fickle fan base, right? Because this was the guy you've been clamoring for the past 4 years to take the spot of Roman Reigns. Well, now it's here,
right?
And now it's too predictable,
right? Like
I absolutely hate that part of the wrestling fan base.
It wasn't going to be Finn Balor because we needed to protect the beating Brock gave him, and he got his match tonight. It was a great match.
It was a good match, and he
got his shot.
And the issue that I think most wrestling fans have is that they don't understand subtext. Right? They just see what's on the surface and take that at face value and don't read into anything. Finn Balor didn't demon up against Brock.
Right.
They protected the demon so that they could pull that out later.
Right.
Then Brock beats the holy hell out of Finn Balor
ish
after the match.
Right. You're putting the horse before, not you, fans, put the horse before the cart where they go, well, why didn't they have him be the demon? It's like, because he wasn't going
to lose.
He wasn't going to beat win. Brock right. tonight. It's like, well, why didn't they have him be the demon and beat Brock? It's like, no.
He's got to.
We have to start with he wasn't going to win.
The whole thing. Because
we have to start with that.
What's the old phrase? The money is in the chase?
Yeah.
Right. Right. The whole thing is, you know, Finn Balor goes against Brock, doesn't win, and then you're disappointed because you fantasy booked that he was going to get all gimmicked up as the demon to then come into the Royal Rumble at 30 or something.
The thing about it is like, here's the thing. And so, like, let's just say, like, for an example, like, we like to talk about all sorts of stuff. Let's talk about the Justice League, right? You saw the Justice League,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
We saw the Justice League movie,
yep.
right?
So
here's the thing about the Justice League movie. Like, maybe if you, so there's all sorts of
this
things.
This is about the Justice League.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe these things are going to fix. But if your booking was like, man, I really would have liked it if Superman was in it more and not some sort of weird bad guy at the end and only got, like, you know, things like that, because those are things that are in the movie,
sure.
right? And so it's like, I would have preferred that be different. If your complaint is, I wish that when Superman looked like he was going to kick all their asses, the Green Lantern showed up and beat him down with his ring, it's like, well, he wasn't in this movie. And so if your answer to why Seth Rollins is a bad choice is, for example, Kevin Owens didn't come down and win,
right?
Well, I think it sucks too, because I think the Green Lantern would have made the Justice League movie better, and I think Kevin Owens would have made the Royal Rumble better, but he wasn't in this movie.
Yeah,
and so the people that were in the movie, who would have been better than Seth Rollins? Because here's the thing. I really do believe that, not talking to everybody, I'm talking to the angry people, if Drew McIntyre had won, you would have said that is stupid. And if Braun Strowman had won, you would have said that is stupid. We're just living in the world where Seth Rollins won, so that happens to be stupid.
Yeah, ultimately, because we're living in a world that Kenny Omega didn't win.
That's ultimately what we're
Kenny
living in.
And again, Kenny Omega is not only the Green Lantern, Kenny Omega is Spider-Man.
He's Spider-Man.
He can't be
here. He's Spider-Man that's going to beat Superman.
Right, he can't
be
here.
He can't do it.
Right, you know what I mean? Because Spider-Man...
You don't live in this... literal universe.
Right, like Spider-Man is over here finally leaving Sony to go back to Marvel, and you're talking about him joining DC. Those were never things he was considering.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then somehow he's going to fight Darth Vader.
Okay, before we move on, can we talk about, is Brock Lesnar, was it legit? Or is he a good pro wrestler?
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine.
So he's a good pro wrestler. Can we put a staple on that?
Yes, because here's the thing about Brock Lesnar, right?
Brock is good at selling.
Well, it's twofold. One, he's fantastic. He made us all go like, holy crap, right? And the second thing
You yelled his groin is pulled.
Right, but here's the thing about Brock. Brock is also the kind of guy that...
And I believe that.
Although he cares about pro wrestling more than you think he does, if he had torn his groin, he would have rolled out of that ring and gone,
he would have walked the hell out of there.
Bye. Goodbye. Right. Because I don't care, and I'm not... It's a pride of finishing the match. Fuck off.
Because I literally have a UFC fight in a few months. I'm not ruining this.
Even if he never worked in the UFC again, he would not be willing to tear his groin further for pro wrestling.
Well, no. He is married to Sable.
Would have walked away. She'll tear his groin for pro wrestling. 508-202-1624. Who we got? Oh, there was a call on the line, and then there wasn't. 508-202. Now it's open.
We all agreed on Brock being a great wrestler.
Now there's an open line at 508-202-1NAI. 508-202-1624. Colin has a follow-up question. Wow, okay. Follow-up question. Do you think that they'll tell a story regarding Roman Reigns' cancer, or do you think Brock...
I hope not.
No.
Keep him away until he's ready to come back.
But I think that Roman Reigns, and we'll get to this when it's time to talk about WrestleMania a little bit more, but I think Roman Reigns is going to be part of the Seth Rollins moment, even if it's only a hug. If Seth Rollins beats Brock come out on his own,
at the top of the stage, I think right he'll come out and do the Rock thing he did for him at the Royal Rumble.
I think they're going to hug right in the center of the ring.
It depends on how long that ramp is.
It does matter.
Because if he has to... because. The pop in the moment is when he comes out from that curtain. And if there's, 2 minutes for him to get from the ramp to the ring,
people are going to cool the hell off real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe it's when he's spinning the belt around and round and round on the stage.
That would be it. That would be it. And he gets up there, starts spinning the thing.
Where is it?
Roman comes out. Everybody goes nuts. They hug. They do the hand thing and they get the fuck out of there before people can realize that it's Roman Reigns and start booing.
It's not a bad call.
I don't want him in the center of the ring.
It's not a bad call. You can be a not bad call. 508-202-1NAI. 508-202-1624. And again, anything we don't cover tonight, because I know it's a late night for everybody, we're going to be going over to Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on NewAgeInsiders.com and twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And we'll talk about everything else in more detail. But there is a lot to unpack about this because I think it was a good
7-hour pay-per-view.
So let's talk about...
It didn't seem that long, though. I know we joked about it a lot while it was going on, but it didn't actually seem as long as some of the longer pay-per-views.
To me it really felt like two shows. I felt long to me because we really weren't paying attention during the Brian AJ match. Well, no, I think it's because
it's the Rumbles.
Those take 3 hours.
Yeah.
So it's like there was a women's Royal Rumble pay-per-view with championship matches and a Rumble, and then there was a men's Royal Rumble pay-per-view with championship matches and a Rumble.
Yeah.
And those are two full shows.
It's a hefty thing.
Those are two
when
full
shows.
When
you think about it, yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly what it is.
It's two full pay-per-views. You know, women's championship matches and then the Rumbles. And the Rumbles are long. But I thought it was great. And so we could talk about the tag championships if you want to, but I think people are really going to be just kind of talking about the Rumble winners. And if you want to talk about something else, you can at 508-202-1NAI or give us a tweet. You know, we'll be there Wednesday as well to talk about more. So let's talk about Seth Rollins, because I'm surprised by this. I'm surprised by the reactions. I'm surprised.
You shouldn't be.
No, I really surprised am this what? Time that people don't like it.
It is wrestling internet.
How are you surprised by this? Not like jaw drop floored,
I never saw this coming.
The internet isn't happy with the result.
Right, but I'm not shocked. But I'm not like, oh, I'm not like a flutter, and you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like that. I'm just talking about like, I thought this would be a much more popular than not decision. It sounds like it's about 50-50.
Oh, it's
I'm going with his Phoenix Suns gear.
It's because of the reason we just talked about. You were told that Seth Rollins was going to win last Monday by Dave Meltzer.
Who did you really want?
That's irrelevant.
Did he actually say that?
That's irrelevant. The point is that you were told that Seth Rollins was going to win, and you're a petulant child, and so no matter what the name was, is the name you were going to be disappointed with, because Cody Rhodes didn't come out in an AEW t-shirt to win the Royal Rumble, or Johnny Gargano didn't come out of nowhere.
If you're WWE,
no, he was there, but he didn't win.
Honest question. Yeah. Honest question. If you're WWE, do you need to start? I don't know how you do that. They do specifically, right? Maybe it's, you know, they have our friends start lying to us, and people like our friends start lying to people like us. I don't know. But however they are heavy-handed tipping these spoilers, do they need to start bullshitting us? And just should we have been led to believe tonight that Drew McIntyre was going to win this Royal Rumble? Yes.
Or Braun Strowman.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly right.
Are you saying should the company just shut the fuck up and kayfabe everybody?
Well, yeah.
Because the answer is yes.
But here's the thing.
The answer is yes.
No, but it's more complicated than that. Because you say the company, like it's Vince McMahon calling Ryan.
No, I mean every single person who has any detail on the outcome of the actual show should shut their goddamn
mouths. Yeah, you're talking about hundreds of employees that know the outcome.
The problem is...
I agree with you, but...
Yeah. NDA everybody. NDA everybody. If you leak a thing, you get sued. Right. Plain and goddamn. It's a TV show.
But it's
let's be honest. It's a fucking TV show.
I understand.
And if a TV show, if you leak this finale of an actual like The Sopranos or Game of Thrones, you will get your ass sued.
Right. The problem is
so
that
if somebody leaks this to Meltzer, the end of the Royal Rumble, which is one of the top shows of the year,
but
they should be fucking sued. I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry for getting angry about this, but it's kind of like.
But that's the problem.
This is the type of shit that pissed me off.
Right. The thing that's the problem is that unlike a script that can have script that can have a watermark on it. Or a DVD that has your name as a watermark on it.
It's the same as saying who dies at the end of Endgame.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the point is that a PA who doesn't take wrestling that serious anymore. PA that doesn't have a book like that just has the information that just says it to somebody is impossible to trace.
Right, exactly.
It's tough because WWE does need to do that. They do need to.
Do they?
They need to leak out information that's incorrect to more people.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the problem is.
Because they still think it's a fucking sport.
Or they need to sit down with whoever they deem to be the actual, legitimate wrestling news media. Basically, if we're on that list, we're on that list, and I'm just gonna for the sake of this conversation,
I used to be on that list.
I'm gonna say it's us, right? They need to bring us into a room and it's us and Meltzer and What Culture and Cultaholic and Bleacher Report and be like, look, guys, here's the deal, you can't report that bullshit, right?
It shouldn't get that far.
So it really shouldn't.
It really shouldn't.
I know, and I don't want to go too.
They can promote a show without it getting.
Yeah,
that
I understand.
Far.
So we're going too far down a weird road. But let me just one thing that I want to point out is you say we and the company it's Vince McMahon going around bragging about his storylines. So you know as well as I do the information we get the employees that work
we're giving
for
it to it. But right,
but and they are just sort of because they hear it and so we'll
and
text
they say
and
it. Right.
But I'm talking about you'll need to who knows who's going to win the matches? The guys that are going to be in the ring and the night of. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe you don't need to sit down with Seth Rollins in.
It used to happen that way.
But maybe you don't need to sit down with Seth Rollins in late December and say, hey, you're going to win the Royal Rumble. So we have a month for this information to get out. And then go ahead and tell agents and people that are not needing to know that information so they can go tell their buddies, including us.
Yeah,
and
right.
then now all of a sudden the whole world knows what's happening backstage.
The problem is that everybody wants the information. It's the same.
Do they?
Yes. Everybody wants the information. Yeah. It's the same
if
thing.
If they didn't want it, they wouldn't
it's
go looking for it.
It's the same people that look on the internet for, you know, whatever Glass, right? Glass got released this week or last week or whatever. And people are on the internet scouring to try and find a digital copy of a bootleg somewhere.
Right. It's the same. And would pay money for the Endgame script right now. Walking Dead scripts right now.
Gross.
Right. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm sorry, but that's fucking gross.
Well, you're right.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, it's not, I don't go looking for it either, but it's in my face because people share it and retweet it and talk about it and everybody, and like even the people that don't want to hear about it go like, hey, you know, it sucks, but I heard it and I don't, now that I know.
There's another part of this conversation that it's the desire to be liked, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's the desire to be liked. I'm sharing this information that's an exclusive, I know who wins this stuff.
Well, honestly, that's how the Meltzer's world got to where they are, because it was about that. I have the most information
I guess
you can hear.
I guess I just look at Seth Rollins, and I just, like, getting back to Seth Rollins specifically, I just look at this, and I go, like, why is this a bad thing? I don't know who a good thing is anymore, then.
You know what
I mean? I thought this was a... Hawkins? I thought this dude was a sure thing, and I really do believe, and I think the shame of it is... I haven't read this a bunch of times, so I'm just speculating here, and I could be completely off base. But I feel like Seth Rollins, in a lot of the people that don't like it, in their mind, it was a bad decision because Kevin Owens didn't show up tonight. Or Kenny Omega.
I really feel like
tonight, if you have a problem with Seth Rollins, I bet you wish it was somebody that wasn't there, not somebody that was.
You're right. I think you're right. Or... it's somebody
like you thought Sami Zayn was going to win the 2019 Royal Rumble.
Right.
Like, you're dumb. Like, that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, no.
He's not going to win the 20 anything Royal Rumble.
You're actually
you were picking
correct.
The impossible horse.
Well, yeah, but even Kevin Owens, who might win a Royal Rumble.
But
he wasn't there tonight. Would have been great if he was.
You were picking Jericho.
Yeah.
Who just signed with another company.
But, like, even Kevin Owens. Like, Kevin Owens might have been there tonight.
He might have.
But he wasn't. And so.
And was he going to win if he was there?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe. Really? I don't know. But I'm just saying.
The point is you're right. That's exactly what it is.
But it didn't happen.
You didn't show up.
You fantasy booked. The people that are mad fantasy booked, right? Because I remember when we were doing the one that Sheamus won, the Money in the Bank that Sheamus won, it was a logic thing. It was a logic puzzle, right? Well, okay. So based on the players and who's the champion and kind of what we have going on based on the storylines that we're telling, well, it can't be this person because of this reason. It can't be that person because of this reason. And really, it kind of makes the most sense for Sheamus to win because of this reason and that reason and this reason.
Right.
And so it's like, well, here's the thing. Braun Strowman is coming off of an injury. We don't really know what he's got going on. So it doesn't really make sense for him to win. Drew McIntyre, it feels like he's gearing up more towards John Cena right now for WrestleMania than
he's hurt.
You know, but so that seems to be what he's doing, so it doesn't really make sense for him. On the SmackDown side of things, maybe Samoa Joe, but at the same time, we don't really need him to win the Rumble in order to have a problem with Daniel Bryan.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Finn Balor, he could win it, but he already had the title shot, so he's not going to be in the thing, so he can't win. Well, I guess it's going to be Seth Rollins because he makes the most sense.
The reality of the Royal Rumble is this. One of the most fun things to do come Royal Rumble time is usually there's about 3 to 5 people on your short list of like, hey, they got a real shot at this thing. But if we're being super duper honest, in the history of the Royal Rumble, there's really only been about 1 to 3 people that are going to win this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And really, really, about 2 people that are going to win this thing. And really, 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 one guy is going to win the thing.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think everybody's short list was probably just a short list, but, you know, a realistic possibility. Strowman, Rollins, McIntyre, let's
Joe.
That's the real list.
Those are the three. That's the three.
So, especially when John Cena wasn't in this thing?
As soon as he wasn't, that was it.
So, yeah, so we can go Samoa Joe if you want,
but come on.
You know what I mean? And now we can go down a dumb rabbit hole and go like, well, how much fun will we have had with Rey Mysterio? Me too, Justin. But he wasn't going to win. You know what I mean? But he wasn't going to win.
Yeah, almost got real far,
And so what it really came. So who was really going to win? Strowman or Rollins?
Right.
And it's better that it's Rollins.
Yeah.
Because
Strowman's
not going to win this belt from Brock.
Well, the other thing too is hey guys, you talked.
They've tried it for months.
Do you know
it hasn't got over?
Do you know who hasn't faced Brock in this entire situation one on one?
Curt Hawkins.
Yeah. Well, Curt Hawkins, but Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is. We've watched Braun Strowman twice now, I think.
At least twice.
You know, once in a triple threat environment, once in a one-on-one environment, try to beat Brock Lesnar.
Twice in a one-on-one.
Twice one-on-one. Hasn't done it. Seth Rollins, the one time they've interacted twice, and one was a surprise when he cashed in at Mania.
And the Royal Rumble match.
And then the Royal Rumble match with John Cena in it.
Which was dynamite.
Which was dynamite.
It was a great
but
match.
For anybody that's saying, that doesn't interest me. Sure, you're entitled to your opinion, but it can't be because you've seen it before.
And here's the other thing, too, just really quick, right? When it comes to Seth Rollins, instead of just, you know, we talk about story all the time, and like, look, WWE with story structure is still, and this whole idea of like change and different show. There are a lot of things they've done to illustrate that. There are no more on-screen authority figures, not that we've seen anyway, right? Tonight, I understand they were at a baseball field, and so they had different situations at hand. But to me, that set felt different and cool.
Yeah.
And if they really wanted to make it look like Raw, they could have, and they didn't, right? And so there's a lot of things. But there's still things that need to be, like, you know, shown,
sure, right?
And not told
right.
when it comes to WWE. And tonight, like, I don't know. I look at Braun Strowman, and I look at like Seth Rollins, right? So we talk about story structure. Story structure with WWE is the thing we still need to be shown, not told.
Right.
And I'm not telling. Who knows how much depth and thought they're going to put into this? But Seth Rollins, right? The guy that just dropped the Universal title that Brock was able to pick up and win because it was available. Seth Rollins is his friend and his brother and his former teammate and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Seth Rollins stole Brock Lesnar's title 4 years ago. Stole it from him, right? And so now Seth Rollins comes in with backstory. They come in with personal history, right? And all of a sudden, there's something to play off right away. We got 2.5 months, but we're ahead of the game. Instead of it just being like, hi, I'm Drew McIntyre, and I've been a bad guy the whole time, but I think you're a bad guy, so I'm a good guy now, even though that defies my character.
He's got a lot of beef, pal.
Because I'm super big and mean, and I'm going to fight Brock Lesnar in what will be a clunky, boring, crash fest match you don't like, and then I'll win a title, and you're not sure if I'm the good guy or how to feel. And instead, I'm Seth Rollins. You know exactly how to feel, and we're ready to roll. I just think this is a no-brainer, and I'm just really surprised that it's not more.
Do you think Seth Rollins is going to win the title at WrestleMania?
110%.
Really? Oh, okay.
110%.
Okay.
Brock will be done for maybe the rest of the year after WrestleMania.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's going to take a break.
Okay.
I think Brock's going to take a break.
I was just checking with us.
I think he's going to beat him.
Okay.
Do you think Becky Lynch? So let's talk about the women again. Uh-huh. Becky Lynch.
Bill's trying to get us out of here.
Yeah, we're going to. So it's going to. I want to wrap up with.
Keep the hands down over here. You got to guess, Bill.
Yeah, Bill is very much in charge. Believe that
movie show.
Yeah. But
you're a guest on my show.
So Becky Lynch.
I know.
So Becky Lynch, right?
Right.
Becky Lynch is also now going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the controversy with Charlotte.
That's right.
We've talked about the fact that I know this sounds stupid, but she hasn't challenged Rousey yet, and technically she should be getting a shot at Asuka.
Yep.
So,
well, she could choose.
That's what I'm saying, right? So we have a lot up in the air. How do you think this is going to shape up? What do you think the match is going to be? Like when it's all gelled, what do you think the match is going to be? Do you think Becky Lynch is going to win? What do you think about where we're going now with Becky Lynch?
I think it's going to be the triple threat between Charlotte, Rousey, and Becky for the Raw Women's title. I think it still has a potential to close just because everybody was super jazzed about everything.
I would love it to close.
And
I would love it to close.
Yeah, I still think it has that juice.
The three don't have enough star power to make it close WrestleMania.
Yeah, the big thing is that Becky, they reacted positively, and by positively I mean everybody was disappointed when she didn't win the title from Asuka first thing in the night.
Yep.
So that when she did come out to be like, I'm in this match now, everybody was on board, and then they really got excited.
I was a little upset.
They got excited. Yeah, of course.
Only because I didn't get an Intercontinental Championship. Right. But that was a whole gambling thing.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's a whole gambling thing.
But right. I thought that they like, look, here's the thing about Becky Lynch. I think that Becky Lynch is doing awesome stuff, and I'm psyched that people are into what she's doing and that people can respond to anything and have a reason to watch, right?
Right.
I also think that this popularity, I have already seen some towns cool off a little bit to her. And hey, that's fair, because some towns are just cooler than others when it comes to hot stars, and some towns just suck when it comes to live wrestling shows. Gotcha. But I was worried, I must admit, I thought she had already lost a little bit of steam coming into this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The way that, like you said, they reacted the way she lost, and then the way they reacted when she won her Rumble, I think that she's got all the momentum she needs to be the person that, you know, and again, I really, really believe that they will have Charlotte Flair in the match. But I think Becky's going to win now.
Right.
And I think Becky's going to beat Ronda Rousey.
Right. Which is great. It, you know, again, this is another thing where it's like now reports are coming out that Ronda Rousey's done at WrestleMania, right?
At least for a while.
And at least for a while. But
wasn't it conflicting, though?
So
who knows? It's irrelevant to what I'm talking about, right?
Sorry.
But this is the point that fans now know that Ronda Rousey is potentially done at the end of WrestleMania. So when Ronda loses the title, people are going to be disappointed that, oh, it was predictable,
right?
And so that's the problem with this fan base.
But then the problem will be the unpredictable thing would have Rousey go over.
Right.
And then you'd hate that too.
Oh, exactly.
So just have some fun. Again.
So Charlotte wins.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I think Becky Lynch
at the end of the day.
I think Becky Lynch is going to beat Ronda Rousey. The only issue will be Becky Lynch has a tap finisher. Are they going to have Ronda Rousey submit?
Yeah.
That's going to be the end. And I hope and for the record as well, and we'll get to it when it unfolds and everything, you know, becomes, you know, concrete, because who knows if that's even going to be the match. I do hope that Lynch beats Rousey, that they don't scapegoat and have Lynch beat Charlotte.
Right.
I hope Lynch beats Rousey.
But at the end of the day, next Survivor Series, we have to see the Four Horsewomen versus Four Horsewomen.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Who knows?
Maybe.
I mean, they keep fucking with us with that
shit. They did it in the
Sasha thing.
But yeah, but two of the women might not be ready.
Well, they're definitely not ready.
That's the problem. Next
November.
Also, to WWE's credit.
Train.
Also,
doesn't mean they'll be ready.
But two
Train.
To WWE's credit, they haven't been teasing this.
Yeah, no.
Not on the main roster, not one bit.
Just tonight.
How?
Yeah, they.
This.
Well,
they've been doing that for 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. they haven't teased this one bit.
No.
On the main roster, not at all.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler wasn't even in the Royal Rumble tonight.
Yeah. No. There,
none of the four horsewomen
so
other than Rousey.
You're literally saying they're just talking to the internet.
Who?
By her doing this.
They've been doing that for years.
Oh, both of them do. That's it. A tease would have been Baszler being in the Rumble.
Yeah, you have two months to get to WrestleMania.
You haven't introduced
three of the characters.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. You have all four characters on one side and you have
one
on the
other. But you've never had Sasha Banks do that.
Chelsea Banks does do that.
On camera, on TV.
She does that with Rousey. Like, they've all done it to Rousey, right? But they
on camera, on TV.
On camera, on TV. The problem is that three of the four characters on that side have not been on the main roster, and you can't expect your audience to just know.
So tonight they did that whole end bit.
Right.
Just for the internet.
Well, they're definitely not doing it at WrestleMania.
No, they're not.
I wasn't saying that. Yeah. I was saying next November.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But that's not a tease.
Right.
That's not a tease.
Yeah. They haven't been teasing
it. So they were doing all of that bullshit for the internet.
Sure. The
is that what you're saying?
No, they. You said
a
tease.
Is that
what
you think? I don't think putting up four fingers and having commentary not acknowledge it is a big deal.
Yes.
They did acknowledge it. The commentary did also.
I don't remember that at all.
All right, we're going to wrap this up, and we are going to finish up talking about this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We are live every Wednesday night. If it's your first time joining us, you can find us there. Please subscribe if you have Amazon Prime. You have Twitch Prime, and you can subscribe to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV for free. And again, we'll see you Wednesday. Please check us out on iTunes, Podomatic, Lork Normal, Stitcher, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And really quick, a good ending note. With 550 votes, the poll's only been up for an hour, so we're going to get a good response on this. 550 votes. 48% would give this a B, 31% would give it an A. The 2019 Royal Rumble so far has a 79% high approval rating with the fan base, which I think is great. I thought it was an awesome show.
It was great.
And I really can't wait to talk more about it on Wednesday night at NewAgeInsiders.com, twitch.tv/NewAgeInsiders TV. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to our callers.
Thanks for having me.
We will catch you Wednesday. My name's been Jason Malta.
I'm Lee Stagger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We are the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, and please do, including during these podcasts, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI. Thank you for making us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.